Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska House has passed a bill that would fund education separately and earlier than the rest of the state budget. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the legislation is intended to prevent teacher layoff notices caused by recent years' late budgeting. The House rejected a part of the bill that would have tapped state savings to fund it, a move Homer Majority Caucus Republican Paul Seaton lamented as a rerun of the past 3 years.
In 2015, we had good intentions. In 2016, we had good intentions. And in 2017, we had good intentions. And in all of those years, we were sending out pink slips.
Anchorage Minority Caucus Republican Jennifer Johnston says the school money should come from the same account as the rest of the state budget.
I would say it's the right move, the right time, and the wrong funding source.
The House and Senate majorities differ on the source of savings to be used to fund the full state budget. The mostly Democratic House majority wants to draw as much as possible from the Constitutional Budget Reserve, the same account that's covered spending gaps in other years. The Republican-led Senate majority wants to draw more from Alaska Permanent Fund earnings. Meeting last night, the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly tweaked the wood stove changeout program to open it up to more people. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Assembly members passed the ordinance introduced by Lance Roberts to fix a problem in regulations the assembly approved last year to tighten the borough's air quality program. But Roberts says the new regs kept some residents from qualifying for both the wood stove changeout program and the so-called no ash designation that authorizes people to use borough approved cleaner burning wood stoves during stage one or stage two air pollution alerts.
The thought process that the majority of the assembly used at the time was that those who didn't qualify would be able to use the wood stove changeout program to get a stove that would qualify. As it turns out, the EPA put some parameters on there that didn't work with that. So we now have a gap of people who can't burn and yet can't get a no ash.
The assembly had to apply the new restrictions because the Environmental Protection Agency last year declared Fairbanks and North Pole a serious non-attainment area due to frequent episodes of excessive air pollution. But Mayor Carl Castle says the borough didn't intend to make some people ineligible for either the wood stove changeout or no ash, which stands for no other adequate source of heat.
It is unfortunate that this gap was created in the original legislation, so we're totally on board with fixing that.
Borough Air Quality Program Manager Nick Zarnecki says the tighter regulations required EPA-certified wood stoves and other so-called solid fuel-burning heating appliances to emit no more than 2.5 grams of particles, known as PM2.5, per hour. He said in an interview before the meeting that the regulation excluded some homes and businesses with newer EPA-certified wood stoves from being eligible for a no-ash designation because they emit more than 2.5 grams of the particulates per hour.
A small subset of devices that were non-borough listed, for example, a 3.5 gram stove that's relatively clean, that stove wouldn't be eligible for the no ash, and it wouldn't be eligible for a cordwood to cordwood device with the changeout program.
Castle introduced a substitute for Roberts's amendment that included a provision to enable EPA certified heating appliances that were built after 1998 and that have an emissions control device called a catalyst to be eligible for a no ash designation. The provision requires the catalysts to be replaced periodically in accordance with the manufacturer's specifications. The assembly approved the final version of the ordinance on an 8-0 vote. Assemblyman Andrew Gray was absent. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.